This statement is actually true. Nipple damage can lead to mastitis if it is not resolved. Sometimes when a mother has a fissure or break in her nipple tissue, bacteria that causes mastitis can then enter into the breast tissue and lead to mastitis. Mastitis can occur in one or both breasts. Recurrent mastitis can sometimes occur when the breasts are not kept well drained, or initial bouts of mastitis are not treated fully. The DBE should promptly refer the mother with reported symptoms of mastitis to her healthcare provider for further assessment and treatment, while assisting her with strategies to enhance milk removal to keep the breasts well drained and keep her supply going.